This is the iNews via remote.
Britain will send 20 million COVID-19 vaccine doses to developing countries by the end of this year. And what Prime Minister Boris Johnson will tell other world leaders is a much needed step to speed up the post-pandemic economic recovery. Leaders of the world's 20 richest countries are gathering in Rome at a meeting which Johnson hopes will make progress on producing firm commitments to cut emissions before climate talks in Glasgow at the United Nations COP26 summit. Those start on Sunday. Melbourne, Australia, saw people flocking to shops and gigs for the first time in months on Saturday as public health curbs eased. The country's second largest city has endured nearly 9 months of lockdown since the start of the pandemic. It reemerged from its sixth lockdown last week as full vaccination rates across Victoria State, of which Melbourne is the capital, were set to reach 80% for those 16 and older. The Philippines on Saturday reported its highest single-day coronavirus deaths, mostly due to the reclassification of previous cases, the health ministry said. In a bulletin, the ministry recorded 423 COVID-19 deaths, eclipsing the 401 casualties reported on April 9th. China has given 1.7 billion people complete COVID-19 vaccine doses as of October 29th. National Health Commission spokesperson Mi Feng said Saturday that accounts for about 75.8% of China's 1.41 billion people. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has authorized the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine for children aged 5 to 11 years old, making it the first COVID-19 shot for young children in the U.S. This is VOA News. And some other stories making headlines today. Two people are killed as thousands of Sudanese protesters take to the streets in support of the country's democratic transition that a military coup and deadly crackdown derailed. Tigrayan rebels have secured full control of the strategic town of Desi, a spokesman for the group says, as residents report a retreat by federal forces and a major blow to the Ethiopian government. A spokesman for the government denies this is the case. Kuwait gives Lebanon's envoy to the Emirate 48 hours to leave, a day after Saudi Arabia made a similar move over a minister's comments on its war in Yemen. Queen Elizabeth II is in good spirits, Prime Minister Boris Johnson stresses, after doctors advised the 95-year-old monarch to rest for at least another fortnight. Beijing introduces new COVID-19 curbs to stamp out a serious outbreak as the Chinese capital maintains its strict zero-tolerance policy with less than 100 days before it hosts the Winter Olympics. Tongans flocked to vaccination centers after the government warned the main island might be plunged into lockdown next week after recording its first case of COVID-19. U.S. President Joe Biden said that Pope Francis told him he was a good Catholic who can receive communion, widening a gulf between Francis and conservative U.S. bishops who want to deny it because of Biden's support for abortion rights. Biden and the Pope held an unusually long 1 hour and 15-minute meeting at the Vatican as a debate raged back in the U.S. about the divisive issue. The United States and France aim to increase cooperation on space issues, which will be further discussed during U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris's upcoming visit to Paris, the two countries said in a joint statement released by the White House. Data from NASA's Juno spacecraft is providing a deeper understanding of Jupiter's wondrous and violent atmosphere, including its great red spot, finding that this immense swirling storm extends much further down than expected. Researchers said that the great red spot plunges between roughly 200 to 300 miles below the cloud tops on Jupiter based on microwave and gravity measures obtained by Juno. For more on these and other international news stories, please visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.